The following interview was broadcast on BBC Essex on Friday the 13th of June 2014.
The BBC Essex Afternoon Show with Ray Clark.
This is BBC Essex.
I went to see it, it was very good, but, you know, cinema, 90 minutes, the real world doesn't exist. Come out and you think, where am I? Where am I going? What was that film I saw? Let's talk radio, which is a topic very close to my heart, and hopefully to yours as well, because you listen. And we all love the radio. The pictures on the radio are far, far better than they are on the television. So what if you're in an environment where you haven't got much to do, just sort of lay back and relax? Yeah, it might sound like heaven. Sadly, the chances are you'll be in hospital because things aren't working quite as well as you want. So you'll need cheering up. You'll need a bit of entertainment. And that's where hospital radio comes in. Joe Smith and Pete Sipple are from Southend Hospital Radio. Hi, gents.
Hello, Ray. Good afternoon.
I do admire hospital radio guys because you really have to work hard, don't you? And many people have started their careers on hospital radio.
Yes, quite a few famous people have actually that have gone on to bigger and better things. A few from our station have as well. It can be the start of good things for people, but we also think it's just as important that we get volunteers in to talk to people within the hospital. It's not just about going on the radio for people and making a star of yourself. It's talking to people. It's making people feel at ease, helping people relax, helping people feel like they've got a friend, someone that they can talk to and will talk to them whilst they're in hospital. More a specialised service than general radio.
Okay, we'll find out more about that in a moment. How long have you been involved, Jeff?
Oh, about 16 years.
And have you done all of the jobs? There are plenty.
I started emptying the bins, I think, and then eventually they let me queue some records up, and then I think someone let me empty the Hoover, and then after that somebody said, well, you can polish the sign, and then, yes, eventually I've worked my way up now. I'm on the committee now. Helped to look after the public relations side of things for the station. Present a regular programme when I can alongside my normal day life job. We're pretty flexible. We try and accommodate people's real lives as well. I do my bit.
And it is a good grounding, isn't it? If you want to know how radio works, then you can't do much better than go to a hospital radio
station. It's a fantastic way of learning how radio works, how to talk to people as well. So if people, you know, getting more self-confidence perhaps, doing something to help the community, but without fully exposing yourself maybe, it's quite a good place to hide the radio if you're quite nervous. You know, you can talk to people on the radio without being embarrassed. It's a friendly way of discussing things, shall we say.
This is a bit close to home because I'm really quite shy outside. I mean, I'm okay with my mates. I'm Jack the Lad, but, you know, if I'm with people that I don't really know, I can be as brave as heck in a radio studio, but when you're, you know, face to face, when you see the whites of their eyes, that's when it gets a bit scary. So yeah, I get that confidence thing. It does help, doesn't it?
It does help. But what we love as well, and Pete will back me up on this, it's the difference you make to people when you say to them, do you know what, we can see you're on your own tonight, must be difficult for you. We know the hospital. If somebody, it's not just about playing a record for someone. If we can go up and say, can we play you something tonight? Have you got a favourite song that you'd like to hear? We do request programmes 5 nights a week on hospital radio in Southend. And if someone says, do you know what? I really like Frank Sinatra, or I love Matt Munro, or I like the Drifters. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we play that for you? We'll do that 8:20 this evening for you. That makes that person feel a little bit special. And you can really connect with that person. It makes an enormous difference. Maybe they're on their own. Maybe they've come in sort of straight away from maybe an accident or something, or it's been a rush into hospital and they need a friendly face, and just giving them a friendly voice is what it's all about for us, really.
Pete, you've been involved for a little longer, haven't you?
About 30 years.
30 years.
Indeed, yes.
And you've had a radio career as well. You've worked in radio, in engineering and behind the scenes and computers and all the rest of it.
But it did all start for me at hospital radio back in mid-80s as a technical operator, learning the technical side. Joe obviously has been involved in the presenting side, but to me the technical side was the draw, learning how the buttons work and the wires and the connections.
And as Joe is saying, case in point, I mean, you work for Essex Radio for many years and you're still in a sort of close by industry. So I mean, it's an ideal starting place for somebody that just wants to get involved with the media, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. Yes, there's so many different areas that people can get involved in as well. Obviously, the studio work is kind of the glamorous bit, but really what we want is people that can engage with the patients and that can do a very good job of promoting what we do on the radio.
What's the downside, guys?
Oh, the downside is you have to work with people like me and Pete occasionally. And if you can handle
it,
we are...
spoiled it now. I've got so many people queuing up to get in touch with you, but now...
we are very good-looking gentlemen, as you can see, and we do distract a lot of people, don't we?
We do indeed.
We do. True. More me than you, obviously. Yeah. But
there are hospital radio stations around the county, aren't there? I'm thinking now off the top of my head, but Chelmsford, over Epping as well.
Yeah. Basildon, Colchester. There's Harlow have one as well, I think. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hospital radio services.
And there's also yearly awards as well, and that is a chance to shine if you're part of those, and there's been success around the county in those.
It certainly has. I'm not sure we've had any entries in the awards for quite a while, but there's certainly opportunities to move on, to get yourself known, to meet new people. It's a fantastic way of giving back to a community as well. So for example, my mum was in hospital, and it's just nice to know that, even though perhaps I couldn't go and visit her because of my job, I know that somebody would have gone around and spoken to her and said, do you know what, can we do something for you tonight? And it's not just the playing of the records, it's, you know, do you need to know where the gift shop is, or do you need to know where you can find out what you're going to have for dinner? Or it's just being a friendly face for people.
Yeah, good idea. And plenty is being said now about volunteering. This could be right up your street to volunteer. So is there an age limit, or can you be, well, 100?
You have to be over 16. That's over the requirement 16, for various sort of safety kind of reasons. But anyone is welcome in all the different areas of the radio station. So there's plenty of jobs up for grabs, and we're looking for anyone 16 or over that's keen to dedicate maybe a couple of hours a week minimum to help us out.
Okay, how do you get in touch? Where should we turn up? What should we do? Phone, email?
The best place to start is our website, which is southendhospitalradio.co.uk. There's a nice clear button on there that says join our team if your listeners would like to visit. Click on that link and just send a message through. We'll more than happily get back to them as soon as possible. Won't be more than a few days, I should think. I'll leave that website with you, Ray, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. But just search out South End Hospital Radio and you'll find it.
Pretty much. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and a phone number as well, which is South End 338181 on weekday evenings.
Hang on, let me scribble that down. I'll repeat it after the travel news. So 338181. 8181.
Weekend evenings.
Do you go 24 hours, 12 hours,
we
8 hours?
Provide a continuous broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Two different choices as well. So uninterrupted music on one channel, and on the other channel we do nightly programmes, 5 nights a week during the evenings, and at weekends it's more or less an all-day programme. Also, we do uninterrupted and full coverage of all Southend United's home games. We have our own commentators.
And that's been going for a long, long time, hasn't it?
Long time. We have... two commentators down there, David and John, and they give full commentary to the game going on at Roots Hall. And we also provide that service for people of blind people at Roots Hall. Yeah. That's we provide that as well.
And that is a big part of your history, because we did a feature about a year or so ago. That was going before there was local radio in Essex. Mm. I mean, that was a first for South End.
77 that started.
That's amazing, isn't it? And the archives still exist.
Yeah. Certainly does.
Okay, guys, thanks ever so much. Pete Sipple, Joe Smith, that telephone number, I'll repeat it, 01702, you could do this if you want, 338181, South End 338181, or just go and search out South End Hospital Radio online.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Ray.
Yes, you will. Thank you, guys. Thank you. BBC Essex.
BBC Essex Travel.
For more information on joining Southend Hospital Radio, please go to www.southendhospitalradio.co.uk.